All right. You know what time it is, and you know what day it is. It's a little bit after midnight in New York City. It's 9 o'clock in San Francisco, and it's 6-something a little after right here on the beautiful big island, and you got it. It's the Insight Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton. And we have a guest tonight that is going to be discussing the very heart and soul of this love code that is coming, and the vibe, the 528 love frequency that we've been talking about for so long. But before we get into that, you know what we have to do. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. I hope everybody had a good week. I pray that everybody had a good week. And I have something to share with you this evening for you to consider as we begin to discuss this thing called 528, the love frequency, because we are now expressing the vital forces of nature rather than the chemical forces of nature. We are about to upset the D-card. In other words, we are going to take the apostle of skepticism that has led us into this no argument, no brainer, that we have to live a different way, because the reports people are absolutely terrified. And it is true, because many people have been saying it. But why are they saying it now? Global warming is in the news. Say, we only have 10 years. Can you imagine how the children are going to school now? And they're being told that they only got 10 years to live. Imagine how everybody's going to be acting. This skepticism. Well, I'm skeptical because I'm going back to the vital forces. And I want everybody to understand that the vital forces in this insane notion of chemical dependency upon all, in terms of our food, in terms of our health, in terms of who is going to protect us, our security, whatever it is, it's all too chemical, and none of it is vital. In other words, none of it has any life in it. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about the vital force. That's why Dr. Leonard Horowitz is trying to tune you into a different frequency, because, see, it comes down to the protoplasm. It comes down to the bioplasm, which is the constituency of every cell in your body, a structureless something that is vibrated and works and transforms all of these wonderful chemicals that we need, biochemicals that we need in our body, all automatically. No chemical company, no scientist, no magician has ever been able to duplicate it. And that is why it is so important that we now take this life that we have been given and we conserve it. So this evening, without further ado, I would like for you all to sit back. Now, I know you all remember, I am always putting people together to discuss that which is more than current, you see. And when we talk about more than current, this is going to really shock you. It's going to shock you into the possibilities of what we as human beings can do with the magic of sound. Leah, are you there?
I am. Yes, I am.
Well, I want you to introduce yourself to our audience, and I want you to say hello to Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and then I want you to report in all the wonderful things that you've been doing so that you and Len can get into a conversation about these here tuning forks and the whole frequency in your whole experience. Can I kick back and trust that I won't have to come in for another 20 or 30 minutes except to interrupt to do a little bit of housekeeping and a little bit of advertising? Is that all right with you too?
I'll have to interrupt a few more times, but thank you. And it's wonderful to be here, Dr. Leonard.
Hi, Leah. Pleasure to have you join us on the Insight Hour.
What a surprise, yes. I actually I'm so happy to be able to report to you that in this period of time that I did not speak to you, I was using the tuning forks and recording a new Latin jazz album. And I used the tuning fork, and I did an experiment on as I was recording. I used the tuning fork on some days, and on deliberately did not use them on other days, so that I can really detect if there was a difference. And I didn't tell anybody about what I was doing, but we found that on the days that I used the forks, the ones you showed me with the heart frequencies, we delivered so much better work, much better quality than on the other days. So that's personal experience everybody in the studio had.
Wonderful. Oh. Folks, I want to introduce Leah to you for just a couple minutes. I met Leah last week at the Earth Transformation Conference in Kona. Not this past weekend, I was in San Jose at the Conspiracy Conference 2007. There's a lot of great news I've got to report to you on that, but we're going to hold that off. I want to introduce Leah as an extraordinary, absolutely incredible, not only vocalist, but musical entertainer and writer that is engaging this whole concept that numbers and frequencies and mathematics can be layered and presented in an educational, edutaining, uplifting way, and that it is a privilege and a pleasure to have this extraordinary performer on the air with us tonight on the Insight Hour. So, Leah, first of all, before you get into that, and I greatly appreciate that testimonial, I'm going to actually ask you to put that into writing for us with regard to these tones. I'll comment later on numerous other testimonials that we've received from various musicians, performers, and people who simply want to listen to these tones. But give us some background. What got you started? When's the first time you realized you had a beautiful voice and a heartfelt desire to produce very unique music?
Oh, thank you for asking. I've been a singer my whole life in my heart, and I used to sing since I was a child. Of course, as I was growing up, my brothers and sisters were all musicians, so there was always music in my home. But I didn't really start performing till I was older. But I've always known that I knew that I wanted to sing for some kind of a higher purpose. And as I was a child, and I would touch my, parents' back, or any time I'd touch their back and I'd massage their shoulders, they'd always say, "Oh, that's great! You're such a healer." So I learned, body work, and I learned to be a deep connective tissue worker and a body worker, and I was always a singer, I knew that I had to incorporate my healing, abilities into my music and into my, into the intentions of the song. So I've always been writing lyrics and poetry and having something to do with a higher purpose. And since then, I've studied and I've gotten certified as a psychoacoustic sound therapist, and I got certified at the Globe Institute, and I have recorded these songs that are cellular activations that have incorporate the Melchizedek method of cellular activations, and I introduce certain keys that are frequencies that are known to unlock the doorway to health and healing and vitality. And I just keep learning more and more every day. And when you introduced to me your frequencies, your tuning forks, I was so happy, because I brought my puck, because I have a whole other set of various tuning forks, but I didn't have your set. But I brought my puck to the event, but I didn't bring any of my tuning forks. But I knew I was supposed to use it, and you introduced me to your tuning fork. So it was perfect synchronistic experience, as life is always perfectly synchronistic. So everything is synchronistic. One thing leads to another, and I've just been very blessed to know that I've been guided to the right people to put everything together. And so I feel like it's all coming together, all my years of study and healing and sound frequency awareness, and now it's just even more powerful and more profound.
Wonderful. You know, folks, I want to just share with you that Leah, as a vocalist who also does body work, is really kind of like at the top of my list. I have to share with you that the best physical massage therapists and polarity therapists, deep tissue massage therapists, have been the ones that have combined their vocal talents with their actual hands-on and spiritual channeling capacities. And I had, for example, in Massachusetts, my favorite of all favorite therapists had done polarity work on me, and she was an opera singer as on a side, and she would tune in to the energy imbalances in my body as she was doing the polarity therapies, connecting different points and trying to get energy to move, and she would intuit what frequency to sing in this magnificent opera voice. And I'll tell you, every time she did that, you could really feel, perceive, visualize this energy flowing right through the blocks, blowing out these blocks and letting that energy flow. And I'll tell you, that is the most profound therapeutics on the planet, far better than any machines, of course, far better than any magic pills that you can pop. This is real spiritual healing at its finest. And so we have on the line tonight Leah, who's been sharing this aspect of her work, and I think it's an awesome opportunity for us. Leah, so let me share this also, and I'm going to ask you to go into some more detail, perhaps. We've had not only Scott Huckabee, who's now committed to taking these tones, and folks, if you haven't heard Scott Huckabee's new albums, he has produced with Tetrahedron Records 6 new albums, starting with some real soft and gentle meditative relaxation music in the albums called Luminosity and the Light Winds albums. It gets a little bit more vigorous in an album that he uses a different tuning than the one Leah's talking about. It goes into 396, 639, and 963 triad, which is really the portal to the spiritual domain. Very angelic quality of the tones, and it's an album that's called Walk on Water. And then we produced 6 concert albums, and needless to say, actually they're called, one is called Beam Us Up, Scotty, the other is Rain Dancer, and the last one is really awesome, and I think we need to submit it for an awards in music and see how it fares therein. It's called Live Love in 528, and that's the 528 frequency that Leah's talking about. But Scotty and numerous other people perceive a significant difference when you play these tones versus the A440 tuning, which is standard in music. And of course, if you watch the DVD called The Love Code or read the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, you get the realization that this particular A440 standard tuning is a dumbing down of humanity through the music. And the Roman Catholic Church did that intentionally to basically seduce the masses into a superhuman state. In other words, we are all superhumans. We're all divine creations. We're all brothers and sisters of the Creator, and at least the Son, the Yeshua. And the reality is that we need to own our co-divinity, our co-creatorship, our basic place in the divine family. And the way to do that and celebrate it and enhance it is through music. What I'm reminded of is the Beatles cartoon movie Yellow Submarine, where the Blue Meanies come along and they steal the instruments and they suppress the music, and it turns full living color civilization into black and white, fragile, diseased, and easily killed populations. And that's what we're literally facing on planet Earth. And entertainers like Leia and the others who have embraced this literally divine set of tones that have the capacity to open up our hearts, to have the capacity to spin our chakras appropriately and allow that divine creativity and that Holy Spirit flow to move and literally restore, to unblock, to uplift, to heal, this is a perceivable difference. So my question for you, Alea, when you were playing the 528, I understand you to say that everything seemed to go better, more creative in the studio. What, if anything else, did you perceive or did other people feel while you were playing these tones?
Well, everyone had a wonderful, at first, you know, they were kind of reluctant, you know, to take away from the time we needed to take to record. But when I encouraged them all to just relax and everybody just, you know, get into it, they did, and they just really enjoyed it. And in fact, when I was in the studio, other girls that were in the around, they took my tuning forks and they took them outside and started continuing to listen to that frequency and to be in that frequency. And so that was, I thought that was really good too, because that was also supporting my process as I was in the studio recording, and they were continuing to use them outside of the studio. So everybody had a very positive experience. But what I really love is the result. That's what I'm so, you know, it's profound to me, because I see it and everybody else experienced it too. And they know that what the results were when I used them compared to when I didn't use them is profoundly different.
And like in what way?
My ability to deliver was exponentially, you know, I think it was much more solid. I think I did it in maybe two takes. When I did it, I just would just put it out there, and then they took it. Or maybe even the first take was, I always like to say two, but the first one was always like the best one. And they just took it. It was just like exactly perfect. And then the other times I would, you know, certain things would not flow as freely and stuff. And so it's a sense of completion. It was really powerful. It was a powerful completion of perfection. It just felt perfect. Just felt right.
See, I can relate to what you're talking about. Let me see if I can put it into some different words for people. Let me just share what I feel and what really brought home to me that there is an actual perceivable difference when you listen to this music. The breath release, I think, you know, it's so important how vital the breath is. Of course, oxygen, element number 8, being the creator's number, the infinity sign, and being the whole concept of life, how the creator got Adam off the ground, if you remember from the book of Genesis, is he breathed the breath of life into him. And the Bible talks about the life being in the blood, you know, the spirit, the Holy Spirit flow was really brought, like inspiration, respiration, re-spiritualization, this whole concept of oxygenation deals with this whole transfer of the most vital aspects of the universe directly from the heavenly throne, directly from the creator's love. And so that's the element. Now, when I listen to Scott's albums, when I listen to Jonathan Goldman's albums that have these tones, or in the Solfeggio tones by Dan Kunkel, that CD as well, I literally experience breath release after breath release after breath release. It's almost as if that if I want a breath release, that is a full sigh, like how it feels after you yawn, just this whole, you know, upper respiratory and deep respiratory relief and release. That's what's called a breath release. And that in massage, I know you know what I'm talking about. That's what I experience as a physiological difference. And I attribute that simply to the fact that I am, by listening to the 528, for example, or these sacred tones, I'm literally rejoining, I'm re-entraining, I'm tuning up my chakras, my energy systems, my acupuncture meridians. All of this is spinning and vibrating back to the essence of what nature is. And that's what I perceive. Now, other people perceive different things. I was at the, as I said, the conspiracy conference this week. I lectured on this material, and we had probably about 4 or 5 different musicians. And, in fact, we signed a couple recording artists on to do albums for Tetrahedron Records from my lecture. and they gave me, you know, the demos, and they were very, very talented, and they basically committed to go back and to retune and to perform in these tones. And each one of those came back on Sunday. I had lectured on Saturday afternoon. They purchased Scott's tapes. And what you don't know, Leah, is since I saw you, actually just last week, I think it was on Thursday, I put on the web on the internet at Love the Real Da Vinci Code in the newsletter section a tone generator that generates the 528 hertz frequency to share it with humanity, and particularly musicians, so that they could retune their instruments and begin to experiment and record in this love tone. And so they went back on Saturday, and they retuned their guitars, and they began to produce music, and lo and behold, they were back on Sunday telling me what types of experiences they had. And much like you, they each had extraordinarily beneficial results, and each one was unique. So I think we're looking at a very interesting and beneficial, you know, cross the board consensus among musicians that this is really something special. I knew it is. It's obviously something special. What would you expect from the creator's music but miracles? And, you know, each one had like a unique type of experience and story to tell. So anyway, that's what I'm kind of like I'm looking at as a background, and we're actually in this process now of collecting testimonials. We're actually in need of people writing to us, emailing us, and calling in and telling people about this. We had interesting when I did Lou Epton's show with Dr. Tom Stone in Las Vegas about 6 weeks ago. I was on live and shared a little bit about these tones, and a little old lady, old grandma, called up. You could tell by her voice she was elderly, and she says, "I have a friend, and my friend swears by this kind of technology. She says, I believe that this doctor is telling the truth." And I asked her, I said, "Well, what CDs has she listened to?" After she told the story of how her friend had been listening to these tones and had a miraculous recovery of her eyesight. And she said, she says, "It was called Holy Harmony." And I said, "That's ours. That's Jonathan Goldman's magnificent CD that we distribute." So here you have like one example. And if you go on the internet at, that would be at www.healthyworlddistributing.com. And go to the CD section and click on the Holy Harmony CD by Jonathan Goldman. There's a list of about 24 testimonials there of absolute astonishing miracles and results that people have been getting by listening to this music. But I think it's just awesome that you and folks like you, musicians and extremely talented people who are blessing the planet already in so many ways musically, that you're able to now take this next step with the Creator's vibrations and bless humanity.
Absolutely. It's a big difference when I can actually get to the place of peace before I try to deliver the song, and especially with the tuning forks, to even have an attunement, what I call an attunement, and take the tuning forks and just experience them into my cells and just breathe the sound frequencies in and just tone them out. And it's definitely something I want to continue, and I will be continuing more and more. And in the lyrics, you know, that I write for Magnify the Love, it's exactly the same. I use the frequencies to actually unlock certain aspects in the time-space continuum. So I don't know if this is too much information, but
I love that song. Reverend Roxy loves it. We play it all the time. I thank you so much for giving me that CD.
Hey, Doc, why don't you tell everybody how they can get it? Because you gave me some information. You got a locale. I think you said Alpha Omega Music. And specifically, let me tell you, folks, if there's one song you should go and get and put into your computer and listen to, close your eyes and take 4 minutes, 4 minutes and some odd seconds to really listen and take it in. I believe that this, what was it called? It's on your, tell the people about it. And then we're going to have to end it because I want to get to the conspiracy conference and get a little update. So we're going to end this. Unless Dr. Len has another question for you. Do you have another question for
me? Yeah, I do. Leah, I'm really excited about working with you and having you record a whole album in these tones. Can you commit to and tell the audience when you might be able to have this type of an album? And that I'm going to promote the heck out of it because I know it's going to be totally divine. When do you think you might be able to have this for us?
I am looking forward to doing that. This is what I want to do next. So
yay.
I just finished this jazz, Latin jazz album, and I'm going to start on this immediately. So I would say within 6 months or less that it should be. That's what the next project is. That's it.
Wonderful.
That's my life.
And then will you be redoing this divine song? Now, tell us the name of this track that you've shared with us.
Okay. This is called Magnify the Love.
Magnify the Love, folks. It is an awesome song, just as it is. But I'm wondering, will you be able to reproduce that in, let's say, the 528 love tone?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, we could go right into the studio and do that.
Well, I'll tell you, if you do that, I am going to be all over the world promoting that track and you. I'll tell you, that would be such a blessing because that's such a powerful blessing as it is. I just can't even conceive. Reverend Roxy, what about you?
I can't conceive.
So,
you know what, Dr. Lynn, what you don't know is that she has a word that's one of my favorite words. Starts with I. It's integrated. And you know what else? Her last name is St. Thomas. You know, so she's one of the apostles. She got that whole vibe about her.
That's
and the
wonderful.
Whole thing about the sphere of silence and vortex 888. Could it be any more coincidence? If it was any more of a coincidence, why, we might be accused of a conspiracy. You know what?
You would...
I know that our audience, and we're going to try and see if we can't get Don to get the sound bite next week. And I would like to, don't you think we should give him a taste of it?
I absolutely do. And as a matter of fact, I was thinking of that today. I'm working on the internet today as well, and I was connecting to BBS. And I was thinking, boy, we've got to get some of our music up on BBS.
Oh, they're desperate for it. They would love it. Late night, I'd love to cruise.
Well, everybody can go on the internet right now to alphaomegamusic.com and listen to at least 2 minutes of the song. And if they want the whole song, they could just purchase it for 88 cents, that one song.
That's worth it, boy, let me tell you.
I made it very simple.
88 cents,
yes, perfect. That fits right into our catalog, Reverend Rock.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I love it. But we're going to cut you off, Leah, so why don't you say goodbye? Oh, I know what. Why don't you sing us goodbye? Give us a little bit of an a cappella, Magnify the Love, and bring up
Well, Magnify the Love activates a triple hologram, so I work on three dimensions at least, maybe more, but I know that there's at least three, so there's three different harmonies going on, and one part is saying, it starts off saying, I let the light come in and magnify the love. I let the light come in and magnify the love. And so that's going on in the background. Continue feeling and hearing and saying that mantra. I let the light come in and magnify the love. Now, as you're hearing that, something else comes in from the other side and says, a violet light with silver rays from God above. And then another one comes in. Pearlescent, opalescent, gold and silver shine. So the melody kind of there's one. So they're kind of intertwining like a round.
And folks, when you listen to this, it massages your organ systems and energy fields and chakras. You actually feel that, Reverend Roxy. Don't you feel that too?
Oh, the minute you brought it home and you put it on the CD. Everybody was captivated by it. But more than that, it was not just a great song. It was a feeling song. It had an affective nature. It affected everybody, and everybody was just smiling. But more than that, I wanted to play it over and over and over. And I'm into layers. I mean, one of my songs that I wrote is layer after layer after layer. So it's really within the synchronicity of everything, and that's why I liked you, and that's why we seeked you out, and that's why I'm glad you came out of the jungle and gave us a call.
That's right. I was in the jungle over there. That's why I couldn't call you, Len. Sorry about that.
Oh, well, thanks, Leigh. I greatly appreciate you touching base and reconnecting. Please stay in touch.
And I have my numbers, too.
And thank you all for being there and delivering what you do for the world. And I'm so looking forward to much more progress with our music and sound frequencies and delivering more love and light frequencies to the planet.
Oh, by the way, Leah, if you're going to be in California in the middle of September, we've just scheduled a healing celebration in Sacramento, the musical healing celebrations at the Love Code Seminar. And that's going to be the weekend, I think it's of September 13th. So if you're around, I'd love to have you perform.
Okay, I'll make it a plan.
Excellent.
Okay. And please go to the website to check out all the other songs, too, that are peace-related and cellular activations and all looking for the treasures in every experience. Looking for the treasures.
Yeah, give folks again that website address.
It's alphaomegamusic.com.
Excellent. Is there a toll-free number to call?
No, there's a number in there, but it's not toll-free. But
it's you want to give the number?
On the website. I don't have it memorized, but it's 808. It's not toll-free. It's 222-3839.
Okie doke.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Love and light.
Love and light. Be blessed. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, Leah.
Aloha.
All right. You've been listening to BBS Radio. You are listening to the Insight Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. That was our guest, Leah St. Thomas. And again, that's the Spear of Silence, and she had the song Magnify the Love. You look for that song. We're going to take that song all the way to the top of the charts. It is a beautiful song. And in 528, I know it will be even more beautiful. Dr. Len, are you there?
I'm here, Reverend Roxy.
There's no one that does housekeeping better than you. Will you please tell everybody why it is that we're here and who the wonderful people are and the products that we do? Give them the spiel, and then we can get into the fun stuff, which is that conspiracy conference that you went to.
Okay.
Give it to them.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, I want to thank our sponsors and co-sponsors. First of all, bbsradio.com for bringing the Insight Hour to you every Tuesday night. Usually we go on at midnight. On the East Coast, we go on 9 o'clock Pacific and 6 o'clock Hawaii at this time of the season. Tonight we were a little bit late, folks, so we had some challenges in logistics and connecting everybody. So typically 12 midnight East Coast is when you can find us on bbsradio.com. By the way, there's some awesome archives. We've got the audio archives of previous shows. I actually want to publish some of them. They're so good, and just get them out and distribute them as much as I can. I want to thank Don Newsom and the Newsom family for putting their money where their mouths are in terms of supporting healthy human development and the whole transformation on planet Earth. They're completely dedicated humanitarians. They're heroes in my book, and I want you to support them by simply giving $2 a month to the organization, to BBS, BoyBoySamRadio.com, to get access to all of those wonderful archives, not only of Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy on the Insight Hour, but a whole host of hosts, an awesome lineup of some great talk show hosts who have produced awesome programs. You could literally spend your entire day and night, all, every day, throughout the year, listening to BBS Radio. So I want to thank our sponsors at BBS, first of all. Second, I want to thank the people at HealthyWorldDistributing.com. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. healthyworld.com. You can remember it because everybody wants a healthy world, and we want to distribute a healthy world. And the products, the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, as well as the healthcare products, the nutritionals, the immune boosters, the oxygenators, all of these products that are on healthyworlddistributing.com, I've either endorsed or selected or have produced myself. So you can be sure that they fit into the five steps and the healing celebrations. Of course, there's healingcelebrations.com website to examine the five steps more carefully. The five steps for miraculous healing include detoxification, step one, deacidification, step two, boosting or normalizing natural immunity, step three, oxygenation, step four, and bioenergetics, step five. Everything from hands-on healing and prayer to color, sound, light, frequency generators, uplifting things like the Rife frequency technology. All of this falls under bioenergy because you are, above all, a spiritual vessel. You're a holy-filled, Holy Spirit-filled water vessel, if you know the truth. Most of your body is ocean water. It's seawater. And that frequency, vibration, and resonance that comes through that and into your DNA and then back out again to literally crystallize and materialize you, well, that's the most uplifting power in the universe. So you can use it to remake yourself and sustain yourself and enhance health and longevity by simply following those five steps, focusing on spirituality. So that's in the Healing Celebrations book. It's my third bestseller. It is available by calling a toll-free number. That is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And it's a great gift. If you know somebody who's sick or ailing or even been pronounced terminally ill, get them the book and make them read it. Make them follow the directions. It's the most practical things that you can do to defend yourselves against the current and coming plagues and reverse everything from colds to cancers. And it's subtitled Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. It's the ideal book to put in your waiting room for patients and to have as healthcare professionals to give or sell to your patients, because there's nothing more empowering than the self-care knowledge that you get in the book Healing Celebrations. So I want to thank the publisher of Healing Celebrations and my 16 other books, Tetrahedron Press. It is at www.tetrahedron.org. That's the geometric figure that is spelled TETRAHEDRON.org. Nonprofit Educational Corporation, a publishing company since 1978, been helping humanity to see the truth and take better care of themselves. That's Tetrahedron Publishing Group at tetrahedron.org. I want to thank them wholeheartedly for having a life that continues, will be around long after I'm gone. They're going to be continuing. As I said, they've just opened up a new division called Tetrahedron Records. I'm proud, privileged to be an official in the company. I want to thank you folks for supporting all of its publications over all these years. Years and years ago, 1978, we published our first book, in fact, through Tetrahedron Press, called Choosing Health for Yourself, A Clear and Practical Guide to Motivating Self-Care. And we're still using the models and the material presented in that book so many years ago, because people need it, and people now, and in fact, science is finally grasping how important these revelations were that we came out way back in 1978. So thanks for tetrahedron.org. Thanks to healthyworlddistributing.com. And I think most immediately and recently, we produced an extraordinarily important work called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. We've been focused on that book and the revelations therein and in the two-hour documentary DVD called The Love Code. And we're doing the Love Code seminar starting this fall all over the United States and Canada. I would highly recommend that you go online to www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. Lovetherealdavincicode.com is an awesome book. It's freely downloadable, thanks to Tetrahedron Publishing Group, on the internet. You can download a PDF file and read it online. Most of the people who are doing that, by the way, I want you to know, are calling the toll-free number, 888-508-4787, and ordering, actually, the hardcover book. It's $22.85, well worth it, because there's exercises at the end of every chapter that you'll want to do. They're very simple, but what they'll do is they'll open up your heart mind versus your ego fear-based mind. It is the heart mind that we want to begin and actually accelerate the opening and the reception therein of the divine communications and the revelations and the prophetic guidance that we all have, that capacity to literally bring heaven down to earth and manifest miracles in our lives, all the synchronicities that are ongoing. And by the way, this kind of ties into what was going on this weekend at the Conspiracy Con in San Jose. We had a wonderful, wonderful event. So let me bring you up to date. Folks, I can tell you, when you get about 500 people together, the vast majority of them experiencing more and more exponentially accelerating miracles, synchronicities, prayers being answered miraculously, feeling just great joy and thankfulness to the glorious Creator for bringing us into a time wherein we are witnessing miracle after miracle in our own lives. And it's all heart-centered. It's not ego mind, fear-based. It's love-based, and it's in our hearts. And it is just a glorious, glorious experience to gather with like-minded, like-hearted people and share miracles. And that's what it was for me this weekend, with 500 people at the DoubleTree Hotel in San Jose celebrating the 2007 Conspiracy Con. And so we are witnessing something extraordinary. We now have a popular, even vote, understanding in our community that says that miracles are happening and it is a time for global transformation, beginning with literally the 528 frequency of love emanating from the heavenly throne, coming through us, manifesting miracles in our lives, bringing the resources, personal and financial, that we all need to make a bigger and greater difference in the world, in an effort, not an effort, in a celebration to literally enjoy and sustain a messianic age. 1,000 years of world peace where the lion lies down with the lamb. Everybody wants it. Everybody just is calling for it. If they're sane, that is. But the insane lunatics, and in fact, they're not even humans. They're aliens. And that was another common theme at the event this past weekend, that we're dealing with the Bush administration, that is the terrorists, the white-collar terrorists and the bioterrorists that create these wars and humanity's suffering, and make drug deals by which we're intoxicated and our children are decimated and neurologically impaired for generations. You know, the consensus at this meeting was that these are not human beings. Just like the Bible said, it is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. These people are aliens in every way, from the type of behavior that they demonstrate, which is unloving and uncaring and emotionally devoid and non-empathetic and destructive, that these people are not human in the sense that we are familiar with human beings being loving and caring and empathetic. And these people gain, just like a serial killer, an organized serial killer particularly, these people are smart, but they gain pleasure in the things that normal people are experience pain, and that the serial killers actually take joy where others are in misery. That is exactly the mentality of the Bush family and all of the other global industrialists. This was the consensus, particularly with the presentation by Dave Von Kleist, who you may know is a wonderful talk show host with Joyce Riley daily on Genesis Communications Network. Their show is called The Power Hour. And they produced, every day, they produce fabulous shows. But Dave produces music. He's a singer, songwriter, an entertainer, and a comedian. And beyond that, he's a filmmaker. And he took a lot of flack for producing the first 9/11 expose in the industry. In fact, there was a 9/11 investigation commission that was formed, made up of the top people throughout the United States. And they ousted Dave. And they basically said that his work was not of value. And in ostracizing him from this grassroots network of bringing truth to light regarding the attack on America and the World Trade Towers in New York City in 2001, they basically caused Dave, who was much like me in that way, if anybody tells me I shouldn't be doing something, I typically say, you watch. Well, Dave presented his latest research. What he was condemned for was bringing out a thesis that the planes that hit the World Trade Towers actually exploded just before, instantaneous seconds before the fuselages actually penetrated into the buildings. The videotapes showed there was a flash of light, that there was an explosion in the underside of the aircraft, and that upon further examination, there was a pod underneath the airlines, the aircraft. Well, what that meant was that these were not commercial airlines. And at any rate, Dave took a tremendous amount of hardship and criticism for coming out with that thesis in his first 9/11 video, which is distributed by Healthy World Distributing. We sell that because it is an extraordinary work, and it certainly deserves airing. Well, he followed that up with an amazing, riveting, and absolutely compelling presentation that will shed all the light that anyone needs to know about how the Bush administration knew about, and how this was an inside CIA covert, overt operation to bring terrorism and the death of thousands of Americans in Central City, New York. He showed evidence, further evidence, of there being this explosion, this light, and this this brilliant explosive on the undersurface of these allegedly commercial airlines that were not. They were military aircraft, leaving the question, what happened to the flights of the commercial airlines that they said took off from Boston? They had to have been gone down somewhere else. They had to have been disappeared in some other way. There's no question about the fact that the JP-8 jet fuel in these airlines, in these aircraft, did not have the explosive capacity to produce the explosions within the trade towers. What was necessary was a pod underneath these airlines, and the pods now are blown up. You see them with your own eyes. It is obviously not a commercial airline, and you see the incineration and the explosion of them as the nose of the aircraft enters the World Trade Towers. The pods are exploded outside the World Trade Towers. The fuel then in the pods caught fire, and then as the fuselage of the aircraft penetrated the buildings, that flames and explosion that started outside the buildings themselves entered the buildings, and that's the explosion that you saw. Dave coupled the video footage and the very careful examination of it with different angles and different video shots from various new sources and other sources and old sources that have been suppressed, with expert testimony of some of the top officials in the military, in explosive technologies, in all sorts of fields. He has brought expert testimony to bear on the fact that these were not commercial airlines, as was alleged. These were military aircraft, and that it is obvious to anyone who views this set of this new DVD that Dave Von Kleist is just putting out, and it hasn't come out yet. He just showed our group, for the first people in the world to see, definitive proof that this is a hideous, hideous scam and a deadly ruse by those people in the Bush administration and obviously the people with whom they work, the global industrialists, who have a globalist, terrorist agenda underway. So that was, I think, the best, greatest news, besides the revelations that I presented on how we win in the end. You know, right now, and this was another consensus. Again, there were 500 people at this event. There were a lot of intelligent people. There were some extraordinarily gifted, highly intelligent individuals presenting. G. Edward Griffin was there. He's always so articulate and professional and well-informed. There was a whole panel of experts that were discussing various aspects. One of the individuals there was from actually on the board of the European, you know, the whole concept of the euro dollar and the European Union. He was on the board of directors of the European Union, and he was one in a minority to try to pull Britain out of the European Economic Union. And so from all of these experts' perspectives, our planet is in for major chaos. Major chaos, major death, disease, destruction. We concluded as a consensus that probably just like it's not only says in the Bible, but as the directors of this devil doing have projected, there will be approximately 2 out of every 3 people dying as a result of these covert, hideous satanic actions. Just stunningly, Reverend Roxy, I know that you know how it hurts me to leave the Big Island of Hawaii and the magnificent paradise that we've been blessed with there. We don't have chemtrails on the Big Island of Hawaii. They have them in Maui. We don't have them. Apparently, the trade winds blow them off. We do have the depleted uranium problem on the Kona side, but the and I did spend quite a bit of time with the chief expert in the depleted uranium issue that you had on the Inside Hour, Reverend Roxy. But the hideous reality check already occurred for me. It was like a foreshadowing of this understanding that there was going to be tremendous decimation of the population occurring starting now. It was on Friday. I got into the hotel about 11 o'clock in the morning. I was dead tired because I had an overnight red eye from Honolulu over to L.A., first of all. And I sat out and laid out in the pool area just to get some sleep. And I looked up, and this was about 11:30 in the morning. And from 11:30 in the morning till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun had a huge, most obviously defined rainbow, circular rainbow around the whole thing from the chemicals in the air. It was so hideous over the San Francisco, San Jose region. It was as though signs and wonders and the native prophets' prophecies were coming true. The native North Americans have held that when the sun has a ring around it and the air looks like it has a spider web effect, that is when the end times is here, says the Native American prophets. And that's exactly what I witnessed on Friday afternoon, as foreshadowing this consensus among the participants of the conspiracy conference that we are in for some major, hideous decimation of the population. So many people were sick. So many people were hacking and coughing. And that it was very, very clear that we, the people, are under attack. So the great news is what I presented. There is miraculous salvation capability in the understanding of not only who we are as powerful spiritual beings, but also the lifestyle of a powerful spiritual being in preparing and protecting the holy temple, the filled with ocean water, 83% or thereabouts of your body is this miraculous seawater. And if you treat it right and you understand what it is and what makes it sing, literally the music of divinity that's coursing through our bloodstreams. Again, it says in the book of Revelation, in the last paragraph before last, where the book of the Bible ends, it says, once again, the crystal clear waters will be free to flow through the rivers and streams that it ultimately, it says, are the people. Flowing through your bloodstreams will be this crystal clear water. And the banks, our banks around us, will be lined by the trees of life, the olive leaf extracts, and the natural botanicals that will bring healing to the nations. The consensus was that community is where it's at, that self-sustainability and permacultural activity is what's absolutely urgently needed, that if you and your family want to survive, then it's time to find that special place, ideally, that doesn't have chemtrails and chemical pollutions, and that's hard to find in the world today. But you've got to search for it if you're truly a seeker of salvation, as well as seeking that salvation within the Holy Spirit flow. Again, the greatest revelation, the most uplifting promise, is that if we bring this numerical frequency into our lives and literally accept it fully with our hearts, with a full faith and trust to the glorious Creator that made us and made this extraordinary universe, that this is sufficient to protect us and sustain us. And yea, though we will walk, like Psalm 91 says, through the period where 10,000 will die at our left, 1,000 at our right, but if we carry this love, this power, this awesome force of the Creator into this messianic age, or in this actually great tribulation period, that we shall overcome. We will march through the valley of this shadow of death and fear no evil, simply sustaining our powerful capacity to express our divinity. And that is really the consensus of the troops at the Conspiracy Conference 2007.
Well, sure enough, I have to say God bless all of you, Dr. Lynn, that were there. And I know that it was lively. I wish I could have been there. You've been listening to the BBS radio, and you've been listening to Inside Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Unfortunately, we're coming down to the end, Dr. Lynn. But what I do want to tell our listeners is that they can look forward to us continuing this conversation next week, same time, same bat channel. But before you give them the details and coordinates, I just want to say that I'm hoping that next week we will begin to discuss the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the report that came out just now in February and April. It is absolutely necessary that we bring insight to the people about this, Dr. Lynn, so I'm hoping that we have some time to do that. Get the last word in edgewise. Seth, thank you. Super, super job. I know every time I listen to the archives, I am absolutely happy. Mazel tov and congratulations to your new marriage. And we got your numbers, and you guys are hooked up for life. I'll tell you that. And I hope that you had a glorious, 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 glorious wedding and honeymoon. Dr. Lynn, take it away. Tell them what time they can get us and what time and everything. I love you. Take it away. Take it out.
All right. Love you, Reverend Roxy. Thanks so much for co-hosting the Inside Hour. Brought to you every, Tuesday night it is. It's 12 o'clock East Coast and 9 o'clock Pacific that we begin. It's a one-hour program. Tell your friends, tell your family to join us. BBSradio.com. Put it as a bookmark on your computer and make sure that all of your loved ones and friends are aware about it. Until next time, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you for joining us, wishing you absolutely the best. May the Creator, the powerful force sustaining everything, uplift and sustain you, not only this week, but in the very, very challenging years ahead. Love you. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Okay, everybody out there listening to BBS Radio, glad you tuned in to us tonight. We really do appreciate it. You know we love you. What a wonderful show, the Inside Hour with Dr. Horowitz and Roxy. Amazing. You know, they say what I feel, and I'm sure most of you have been tuning in feel the same way. Anyways, we have some wonderful new music for you. It's actually three new tracks by a lovely lady named Sarah. We're going to play all three tracks in a row, and since you're the late-night listeners, you actually get the opportunity to hear these tracks for the first time being played on BBS Radio. Stick around. It only gets better.